I'd like to present hat talk. Because on vacation, a couple of times, various markets that we went to in New Mexico or shops, we were trying on hats. My wife was looking for a new hat. And as she tried on hats, I thought, wow, you look great in all of these. She just looks good in a hat.
Mm-hmm.
As I tried on hats, I realized I look terrible in just about every hat. And I don't know what it is about a person or their face or their build that makes them look good or bad in a hat.
See, I always feel I look bad in the hat, too. What you're talking, like some sort of cowboy hat or derby hat or something. Yeah.
Any hat like that with a brim, certainly,
yeah.
I look terrible. The only hat that I think I look okay in is a low-rise ball cap. But it can't be high hat. Because nobody looks good in high hat. You know, the hats we used to wear in the 70s and 80s that were just very, very high. Nobody looks good in that.
The story was behind that. But I see, I think you're being too hard on yourself. I think you would look good. I think you'd look like Steve Martin if you wore the fedora or something.
So I have a fedora at home. It's not a nice one. I think I got it as a prop for some bit we were doing. And I don't think I look good in it.
Gordo wears these hats. I think he looks good in it when he wears them.
You say that, but when have you seen me wear a hat?
All the time.
The compound, you always wear a hat.
I wore a hat at the compound. Everyone made fun of me. Huh, hat's too small.
That's your safari hat, though. I think that looks okay on you.
Which one was that
one? All the hats you put on look fine.
Thank you.
Your Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, I love my Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah.
So how many Americans wear a hat every day? I have that answer. What would you guess?
Every day.
In the 40s, it was 100% of men.
I wonder why
like.
That was. It was just a fashion thing?
I guess so, yeah.
And this is everybody or just men's?
This is everybody.
Okay. Percentage of Americans that wear a hat every day.
Yes.
Well, with baseball caps and things like that.
Look at DJ and how he's skewing it.
And in the 90s, everybody at the ticket wore a baseball hat every day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
and you always wore them backwards and stuff.
I still say it's low. I'll say like every day. I'll say like 9%.
I'm gonna say 30%.
Man, George is good at this stuff. 11%.
That's what I meant.
Wear a hat every day. You wear a hat every day.
At some point every day.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Like if you get towards the end of the day and realize you haven't worn a hat, you quickly put one on
yes,
for a couple
I
minutes.
I make dinner in my hat.
17% say they wear a hat a few times a week. 33% say they rarely wear hats. That would be me. Now on vacation when we were out in the sun, I would put on a cap for the visor.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally in the winter, I will wear a cap to keep warm. But I'm in that 33%, and 26% of Americans say they never wear a hat.
Yeah, I don't wear them as much as I used to, but I bet I wear at least once or twice a week going outside. I always put on a cap.
Yeah, I do too, going outside, mowing the yard, something like
golf
that.
Golf or something.
But like out. Not when you're doing...
Rare. Very rare.
Yeah.
Because you're using a hat functionally then.
Yeah.
When you're mowing the yard or playing golf.
As far as fashion-wise, very rarely, it's like trying to put a hat on a huge bear.
What? You'll wear
you have to struggle with yourself?
You'll wear a cowboy hat for bird dog shows occasionally.
Every once in a while. I wore one this last Jub Jam. Mm-hmm. But it's very rare there, too. Yeah.
DJ, why do you choose to wear a hat every day?
I'm very insecure about my looks, so I feel like I can hide behind it, Craig.
Way to go, gosh, Craig.
Sorry to bring that up.
Oh, look at the head Thank of hair, you. Though.
That's
it's
what
amazing.
I don't understand about DJ. I always just assumed that he was balding and preferred to wear a cap. But then he took off his hat one time and has like, got beautiful
Magical
hair.
Magical hair.
It's a very subtle scoreboard. I don't need the hat, but I just wear it anyway.
Such a scoreboard.
Yeah, I was trying to think of reasons for people to wear a hat. For me, it's keeping the sun out of my eyes or to keep my head warm. Fashion is a big reason for a lot of people. They just think, you know, they're being fashionable or they look better with a hat on. Maybe it's part of a uniform. I've noticed the Texas Rangers all wear hats, and I think that's part of
they do.
I think it's part of their uniform.
The other thing is, I think that, like with DJ, for example, and we were like this in the 90s, a lot of the ticket guys, you just were used to wearing a ball cap every day, and then you felt kind of naked without it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a habit that you'd gotten into that felt weird if you weren't doing it. So that's why a lot of people wear it. I think it's just because they always just throw on a ball cap before they go out.
I have also worn a ball cap if my hair is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wake up with
Well, why aren't you wearing one today?
Wake up with bedhead and you put it on. But I do that even a lot less. Now I just go with ridiculous hair and I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in your 20s, you care more about your hair. When you're in your 50s, you don't really care about it at all.
Yeah.
And then maybe there are some safety reasons or work reasons that you have to wear a hat other than being a part of a uniform.
Yeah, yeah. I used to work with a guy who wore a hard hat to work every day.
That's a true story.
Safety. That was us safety. That worked with the guy who wore a batting helmet.
A plastic kid's batting helmet. He wore, and he was, I guess, an executive. So he would wear slacks, dress shirt, tie, and a plastic Cubs batting helmet.
This is such a lie.
It's a true story.
Believe this
story. We've had it verified.
All right, he was doing a bit. He lost a bet.
And it was not a medical thing. And by the way, a plastic batting helmet offers very little protection.
Right.
If you were to get hit by a 2x4 or something.
And why did he need protection in the office?
I don't know.
It's a dangerous place to work.
Well, here's a question that always comes up during Hat Talk. Does wearing a hat cause hair loss? And I have the answer, according to experts.
My guess is no. I thought the research said no.
Most of the research says no. But there are some experts who say that wearing hats that are very tight or make your head very hot could possibly decrease blood flow to the hair follicles.
The head is hot.
And that could stress the hair follicles and cause them to fall out.
Okay.
And they say that sometimes is temporary hair loss, but it could be permanent. So, DJ, it doesn't sound like you're in danger of losing that beautiful head of hair by wearing a hat. Just make sure it's not too tight.
Thank God. Okay.
You have the fitted cap? Is it?
Oh, yeah,
it's
of course.
Pretty tight, isn't it?
You got ticker money. Of course it's the fitted hat.
All right, another flex from DJ.